Actor Richard Thomas is best known for his leading role as budding author John Boy Walton in the CBS drama The Waltons, where he won an Emmy Award. That series began in 1972 and ran for 9 seasons. Thomas is still acting on stage and on television. He recently starred in the FX drama series The Americans, and he was just nominated for a Best Featured Actor Tony Award for his role as Horace in the Manhattan Theater Club production of Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes with Cynthia Nixon and Laura Linney. The Little Foxes follows Regina Giddens and her ruthless clan, including her sister-in-law Bertie, as they clash in often brutal ways in an effort to strike the deal of their lives. The Little Foxes runs at the Samuel Friedman Theater on Broadway through July 2nd, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Richard Thomas to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Here is a show that has gotten wonderful reviews. It has been extended. What is it like to be on this ride?
Well, it's great. You know, I think towards the end of last year when I was asked and invited by Dan Sullivan to join the company, and Horace is a wonderful part, and it's certainly a play with an interesting theatrical history, production history. So it was, and both the ladies are wonderful. So it was obviously very flattering to be asked, and I felt that the Horace was a good part for me, and so it's been a terrific experience. I hadn't worked with Dan before, but had always wanted to. So I was delighted to have that opportunity, and that turned out to be as good as I had thought and expected it to be. And so it's been a very, actually, for all of us in the company, it's been a very happy experience.
Talk a little bit about speaking the words of Lillian Hellman.
They're good words, you know. I mean, the play is an extremely well put together play. You know, the bones are good. The architecture of the play is very sound. Storytelling is great. The characters are all interesting. And in that sense, you know, it's a world that's a pleasure to inhabit. It's also fun because it's real sort of old school domestic melodrama, but given a wonderful sort of early 20th century, mid 20th century political conscience. So it's a nice hybrid in its way.
You mentioned the two women, of course, who star, both Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon, who alternate the lead role.
Right.
So what is that for you to play against someone different each night? You're really doing it twice, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's certainly easier for me than it is for them, because they've got to do both parts. I mean, I John Rubenstein and I did that once years ago in a production of Arms and the Man, where we alternated as Sergius and Bluntschli. So I know that that's a real challenge. But once you have it under your belt, I imagine it's like doing working in rep. You know, one night you're doing one play and the next night you're doing the other. Or the only difference is it's the same play, it's just different parts. As far as for me is concerned, I've played with both the ladies, you know, in the rehearsal room and on stage now sufficient number of times so that it's, you know, it's just very normal. When Laura's wearing the green dress, I know what we're what we're doing when Cynthia is wearing the green dress, and that's the other show. But they're both terrific, and even though they're very different, obviously, I mean, as any two actors would be, you know, because of their strength and technical prowess. You know, I mean, the play obviously stays within the lines that Dan has set, so it's not, you know, it's not a wild ride. We just continue to pursue the work we've been doing with each other during the whole process. It's great fun. I mean, Cynthia, I first worked with when I think she was 15, when we did the television version of Lanford Wilson's play, 5th of July. So it's very nice to be back with her again.
I think it's very interesting of seeing both people play this part. Obviously, as you say, you remain the constant. Playing Horace Giddens and the ailing husband has sole control over the fortune. What is it like? What do you enjoy about that role?
Just about everything. You know, it's a delicious part. and there's nothing better than a part that doesn't appear until the second act, that everyone's been talking about you all the way through the first act, and then you die half an hour before the play's over, and they keep talking about you. So it's really kind of, I've reached the age where that's like the perfect kind of part for me. It's exactly what I like to have enjoying.
Come in, die, and then go. Yeah, that's good.
Exactly. But no, and also not to mention the fact that I'm sitting down most of the time, which is also a bonus. It's a deliciously complex role in terms of the different colors that it has. You know, he's a decent person, but he's also capable of being a son of a, you know, he's a sincere person, but he also has a very wicked and ironic sense of humor. He has, so there are many, many different things to play, which is, makes it, you know, delicious. The variety in the role, considering that the stage time is not, you know, anywhere near as long as, say, Regina's or Ben's, the variation within the role, the different colors, and just make it really delightful to play. You know, he's a good guy, but he can dish it out just as much as he can take it. So,
what do you look for in roles now? As you say, you were invited to play this. What do you look for?
Well, you know, I don't have a particular thing I'm looking for. I find that over the years, if a director who's a good director, and or a director that is also good, who you've worked with over the years, sees in you the opportunity, you know, for a performance in a particular role, it's sometimes better than something you thought of yourself. And for instance, when Michael Wilson called me a year or so ago about Incident at Vichy, you know, he said, "I think this is a great part for you." And I wouldn't have thought of Incident at Vichy because no one had thought of it for a while. You know, it's been a while since it's been done. But then I read it and I thought, "Oh yeah, this sits well. This would sit well on me." So sometimes, and you know, when Dan invited me to be in this, Dan Solomon invited me to be in this show, he could see something in me that would work for the role as far as he was concerned. So that's a really, I've come to really trust that in a good director. He'll say, I think this might work for you. Sometimes it's better than how we see ourselves.
I remember years ago, and I don't know exactly when it was, I would place it in the mid-80s, I saw you at the Williamstown Theater Festival in La Ronde.
Oh, right, that was fun.
And it was Terry Garr and Maria Tucci and Marcia Cross.
Yeah.
It was quite a crew.
Yeah, Ed Herman and Jimmy Naughton. I mean, it was sort of your classic Williamstown cast. I think minus Blythe Danner. But, you know.
When did you first come to Williamstown and learn the magic of that place?
Well, I think it was '80. Let's say my triplets were born in '81. I think they were two. I think it was '83, maybe. I don't remember the exact year, but I went with my family. They invited me to come and do The Devil's Disciple, which I did, and Nikos directed it, and that was my first experience of working with him. And of course, you know, it's a wonderful atmosphere. It was a great place to come and play, and there were lots of colleagues that you loved, and if you hadn't worked with them before, you certainly admired them and were happy to be working with them now. So it was a great atmosphere, great for the kids, you know, who would come, you bring your children and they do their summer thing. And it was just, you know, they called it summer camp for actors, which sounds a little bit, you know, that diminishes the value of it a little bit, because I felt that the work that we did there was very valuable and instructive. You know, Ed Herman said once, you know, it's Williamstown is a little bit like inspired rehearsing in public, which it is, because the time schedule is so compressed that you're still finding things out when you're in front of an audience. But the audience knows that, I think, and it's a well-trained group who would come to see you every night. So, you know, it was great. I mean, I had a wonderful time. I was there, I think, 3 years in a row.
And it was shortly after you finished up with the Waltons, so you finish this amazing body of work, and then you go and obviously the stage was I would assume a fairly nice, safe place to be.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm lucky. I mean, I started in the theater as a small boy, in 1958 in New York here, in a production of Sunrise at Campobello about the Roosevelt family. And then shortly after that, I started working in television, which was live at that time. And, you know, then it became, it went to tape, and then all the, you know, the various, you know, the evolution of that medium. And so I kind of grew up with both. And I had been working in the theater pretty consistently all the time. But when the series was up, I had more time available to devote to it, and it's what I'd always wanted to do, imagined I would be doing. So I just was lucky enough to have the leverage that you have when you come off of a series to be able to do that. And, you know, I mean, the stage is a wonderful place. It does feel safe in certain ways. But it, for me, that's probably just because it goes back so far in my life.
Well, Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes is been extended through July 2nd. It's playing at the Samuel Friedman Theater in New York. Richard Thomas, a great pleasure to speak with you. I thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted in your interest in the play, and we're having a very good time, and the audiences seem to be too. So that's, what more could you want?
A beautiful production, and I thank you very much for sharing with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Richard Thomas stars as Horace in The Little Foxes at the Samuel Friedman Theater on Broadway through July 2nd. He is up for a Best Featured Actor Tony, one of six that the show is up for this year. You can find out more at littlefoxesbroadway.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.